Chapter 11. We got off the plane at Dulles and found a monorail to Columbia. It was a pleasingly diverse jumble of various kinds of buildings arranged around a lake, surrounded by trees. All of the buildings were connected by slidewalk to the largest place, a Fuller Dome with stores and schools and offices. We could have taken the enclosed slidewalk to Mom's place, but instead walked alongside it in the good, cold air that smelled of fallen leaves. People slid by on the other side of the plastic, carefully not staring. Mom didn't answer her door, but she'd given me an entry card. Mom was asleep in the bedroom, so Mary Gay and I settled in the living room and read for a while. We were startled suddenly by a loud fit of coughing from the bedroom. I raced over and knocked on the door.
"William? I didn't..."
Coughing.
"Come in. I didn't know you were..."
She was propped up in bed, the light on, surrounded by various nostrums. She looked ghastly, pale and lined. She lit a joint, and it seemed to quell the coughing.
"When did you get in? I didn't know."
"Just a few minutes ago." "How long is this? Have you been..."
"Oh, it's just a bug I picked up after Rhonda went to see her kids. I'll be fine in a couple of days."
She started coughing again, drank some thick red liquid from a bottle. All of her medicine seemed to be the commercial patent variety. "Have you seen a doctor?"
"Doctor? Heavens no, Willie. They don't have..." "It's not serious. Don't..."
"Not serious? At 84. For Christ's sake, Mother." I went to the phone in the kitchen and with some difficulty managed to get the hospital. A plain girl in her 20s formed in the cube.
"Nurse Donaldson, General Services."
She had a fixed smile, professional sincerity. But then everybody smiled. "My mother needs to be looked at by a doctor. She has a..."
"Name and number, please?"
"Beth Mandela," I spelled it.
"What number?"
"Medical services number, of course," she smiled. I called into Mom and asked her what her number was.
"She says she can't remember." "That's all right, sir. I'm sure I can find her records."
She turned her smile to a keyboard beside her and punched out a code.
"Beth Mandela?"
she said, her smile turning quizzical.
"You're her son? She must be in her 80s.